Blog Talk Radio. Good day across America and around the world. You are listening to the Vision Voice Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio, where your vision can become a reality. You will get only bona fide health and nutrition tips and information, also with special surprise guests. So listen in every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. That's New York time. And now, your very own radio host, speaker, author, voiceover artist, and certified holistic health and lifestyle coach, Jessie Blair Myrie.
Hello and good afternoon on the East Coast, and good morning on the West Coast and all across the world. This weekly radio broadcast is designed with your health and well-being in mind. I will share my nutritional knowledge with you, and to learn a little bit more about me, simply visit my website. And you will find a link on this broadcast page. And just to remind everyone, what I've come to learn and fully understand is that no one diet is perfect for everyone. And as in the words of Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food. All right, today's topic, very timely. We are coming very near to this part of the year. Don't you just love it? I love it indeed. And we're talking about Thanksgiving. So this will be the last broadcast before Thanksgiving. And today's topic, 5 ways to slim down before Thanksgiving. Isn't it wonderful? You ever thought about slimming down actually before? Makes a lot of sense, right? Because the majority of us gain the weight between Thanksgiving and Christmas, or Thanksgiving and New Year's, actually. So if you can lose some of that before Thanksgiving, you actually won't gain a pound, for instance. So just moving on to 5 ways to slim down before Thanksgiving. The average American downs 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day, and about 2,500, which is about half of that, more calories than you do on other days, the American. Wouldn't it be great if you could bank enough caloric goodwill to simply erase those 4,500 calories from your waist and linger at the table as long as you like? Wouldn't that be wonderful? Well, I'm going to display to you 5 painless ways to pregame Thanksgiving. Try them for a week, and you can safely and easily bank 640-plus calories per day in the 7 days surrounding Turkey Day to make for a splurge that does not inspire a purge. Here's tip number one. Get moving for 2.5 minutes. Really, Coach Jessie? 2.5 minutes? That's it. I could do that. Oh, yes, you can. The best way to earn more calories for turkey dinner is to increase your heart rate, and interval training has proved particularly beneficial. Research presented at the Integrative Biology of Exercise Conference showed that people who did 5 30-second bursts of max effort cycling followed by 4 minutes of rest burned 200 extra calories that day. Burst training, that's, if you don't remember anything, just remember burst training. That's just 2.5 minutes of work for a metabolism boost that will last, guess how long? You ready for this? 24 to 48 hours. Can you imagine 2.5 hours of burst training that lasts you about 2 days? Really? You got to do it. Everybody's got to get into this habit. Beginners may have difficulty maintaining the needed intensity for all 5 30-second bouts. So feel free to mix things up with your favorite cardio machine or hit the track or simply consult a physician or trainer to make sure any workout plan is right for you. That's what you need to do. So you can do that. Calories earned for Thanksgiving blowout, 200. Here is way number two. Drink 2 cups. 2 cups of what you say? Well, research presented at a meeting of the American Chemical Society showed that people who drank 2 cups of water before a meal wound up eating 75 to 90 calories less than they would otherwise because water is filling. But the added H2O may be also displacing calories otherwise spent on calorie-laden beverages. You know all those sugary beverages that you love? Drink some water before you eat. Calories earned for Thanksgiving blowout, 225 to 270. Here is way number three to slim down before Thanksgiving. Eat before you eat. Indeed. A series of studies at Penn State showed that eating an appetizer of soup, salad, or even an apple can reduce total calorie intake over the course of the meal by up to 20%. But make sure to choose wisely. Pick low-calorie broth-based soups and stick to mixed greens with a simple, light dressing of oil and lemon or vinegar. This concept of volumetrics and eating plan focused on getting more mileage from eating low-density foods that leave you full is based on a series of studies led by Dr. Barbara Rolls, a professor of nutritional sciences at Penn State and author of The Volumetrics Eating Plan. Thanksgiving blowout calories earned, 134 to 187. Here's way number four. Use the dessert plates. Yes, indeed. Problem, they just get too big. Over the course of the past 50 years, the average plate has grown from 9 inches in the 1960s to today's 12. So what? Well, research printed in the journal Appetite found that, on average, people clean their plates 91% of the time, no matter how much food is on the plate, and even if they are no longer hungry. Data from the study suggests that switching from a 12-inch plate to a 9-inch plate may help reduce caloric intake by up to 48%. Will you take that 48%? Indeed, I'll take it. Why not? Calories earned for Thanksgiving blowout, 275 to 350. Here is the final, but probably not the last way that you can slim down before Thanksgiving. Go to sleep 30 minutes earlier. Oh, gosh. Hard for all of us, indeed for me as well. Sleep deprivation has a profound effect on the way our brains respond to junk food. Even though we burn more calories while awake, researchers from the University of Colorado found that dieters consume 6% more calories when they got too little sleep. For someone on a 2,000-calorie diet, that's 120 calories. Not only that, lack of sleep actually alters fat cells' biology, aging them over time. Sleep requirements vary per person, of course, but studies suggest a basal need of 7 to 8 hours of sleep for most adults. And the calories earned for this Thanksgiving blowout, for this particular routine that we all need to get more of, which is sleep, it's 120 calories. Indeed, these are your five ways, folks, to slim down before Thanksgiving. If you take the majority, which is 3 out of 5, you're ahead of the game. I wish you the best and a wonderful Thanksgiving. Now moving on to Wednesday's Word. It comes to us from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Thanksgiving with meaning. The Lord is close to those whose hearts are breaking. He rescues those who are humbly sorry for their sins. Psalm 34, verse 18. It is a custom of many Christians to bow their heads in public places and give thanks for the food that has been placed before them. I have had scores of waiters and waitresses tell me that when we bowed our heads, it was the first time they had ever seen that happen in their restaurant. Millions never pause to give a word of thanks to God for the food provided. Few homes have a moment of thanksgiving at the beginning of the meal or at any other time of the day. Even at Thanksgiving time, only a minority will pause and give thanks to God. Thanksgiving is recognition of a debt that cannot be paid. We express thanks, whether or not we are able otherwise to reimburse the giver. When Thanksgiving is filled with true meaning and is not just the formality of a polite thank you, it is the recognition of dependence. And that's Wednesday's Word. I wish you all a wonderful, blessed, happy, and healthy, indeed healthy Thanksgiving. Choose wisely when filling your plate. And once again, scratch that 12-inch. Use a 9-inch instead. Or how about some dessert plate? A little bit of appetizers, a little soup, a little salad. And don't forget to drink your water. God bless you all on this wonderful Wednesday. I wish you all the very best for the rest of this Wednesday and for the rest of the month. Once again, happy and blessed and healthy Thanksgiving to you all. I'd love to hear from you on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter. And on that note, have a wonderful rest of your Wednesday. God bless and bye-bye.